30 on a Thursday morning gives me the opportunity to say once again, we get to spend a half an hour with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the low price tire guarantee and, of course, tires for life. Good morning, Brad.
995 Oil Change. Good morning, Charlie. Good How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Isn't it great? The sun's out. It's going to warm up finally today.
You bet.
Melt some snow, hopefully.
Well, just in time so we can bring it in next week for the Dewey Blizzard. But that, you know.
Well, hopefully they'll have a big storm then.
I fully expecting pleasant weather, whatever that will be, for a special event going on in Dewey Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, but it's a great time of year.
It is.
The holiday season is kicking off, and I know we got lots of great plans in Bartlesville this year. The Christmas in the Ville is going to be outstanding, I think, this year. And as we grow into the new the ice rink coming back, and I know the Chamber and all the downtown folks are real excited about that, and we're going to partner with them down there and be down there doing some. Santa visited me this week from the Chamber to come get us all excited at Dungis about that, about Christmas being around the corner.
So. Well, it's a fun time already. Of course, we're getting excited, expecting you on Thursday morning, the 20th of December, and give away some tires and a few other accessories as part of Green Country Christmas.
That's right. We're going to do our big giveaway again as part of that, and you can get your green tickets out at Dungis, as well as so many great local businesses. And so if you're part of that program, be sure to ask for them out at when you come to Dungis to get your oil changed, or even a vehicle purchase.
Exactly. Or even just take a test drive and say, I want a free ticket.
Yeah, you know? We'll be glad to give you one. That's great. And you might win it every day. I mean, there's a drawing every day.
There is. We have 10 tickets every weekday.
Yep.
Leading right up to the big drawing on the 20th. And, of course, 12 big winners on that one, up to and including $5,000 in cash.
And we probably should remind them, if you aren't listening and don't hear that, you can research and find out if you have a winning ticket in your pocket.
We have a number of ways, of course, on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, Sunrise Reporter on the Weatherline Forecast Service, 918-336-2900, published in the Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise as well.
Right,
so a lot of other ways to find out if you won.
We want to keep them to the end there for the grand prizes, but those daily prizes add up to a lot of value, too.
They're guaranteed at least $50. I know I have at least a $100 prize on the ones that we're announcing today. Those are good for three business days.
Well, that's ten a day, so that's $500 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. Mm-hmm. Assuming everybody claims their prize, of course.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they get the prize.
That's why
I'm giving them advice on how to check their ticket numbers.
It's good advice. The numbers we announced today, you get three business days, so by 5 o'clock Monday afternoon, if for some reason or other they haven't all been claimed, the prizes will recycle. We'll draw somebody else's number for those.
We're getting excited about that. And so many other great things coming up. I brought in my friend George Charlson from ARF.
Wow.
And you guys have a big event coming up soon, don't you, George?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to thank Dungis for, on behalf of the ARF volunteers and our animals, for your continued support of our. And this year, you're sponsoring our annual fundraiser event, Putting on the Leash, on November 30th at Hope Stone downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be from 6 to 9 o'clock. It'll be a dinner, silent and live auction, wine pool. We'll have a happy hour before, a cash bar, and we'll have beer and wine pools.
Great. Now, that's a great facility.
Great dinner.
There, the old Crest Drug Store.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Renovated. It's a wonderful building.
Yeah. And we got Roger Skelly coming back to do the live auctions.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very entertaining, individual, and fun. He can sell about any, get you to buy anything.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? He knows how to work the crowd pretty well. And
yeah.
Always has it.
And the cost is $60, and $30 of that you can write off your income tax as a donation to a 501 charity.
Yeah.
And tickets are available at ARF.
Okay.
Or you can go online and get them at arfok.org.
All right.
arfok.org.
So you got some nice pictures that I know you keep animals that you're trying to feature there and tell people about ARF online as well.
Yeah,
well,
this year has been a significant achievement in our facility that in April we completed the dog section.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So we now have the ability to handle both cats and dogs. And last month we celebrated the 100th adoption of our dog, the 100th dog
exciting.
Already.
That's great.
Well, and our people may not know, our Animal Rescue Foundation is really a local organization that just started out of people caring about animals that needed
yes.
help.
And, yeah.
And you know, it's volunteer-driven and a very, very much do a great work and have a facility out east of town that you developed. You mentioned
right.
the dog facility opening up. So,
yeah.
It's a great program, and
I may be off a little bit, but I've been around for approximately 20 years, helping rescue animals here in the community. So, how long has it been? It's about 17 or 18 years or so.
We started in '99.
Okay,
Dewey out of a shop, mm-hmm. a little store in Dewey, and then we went into over the storefront, 1,500 square foot storefront on next to Tuxedo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we bought 15 acres out on Highway 60 towards Nowata, mm-hmm. and we just built a 8,000 square foot facility that handles both cats and dogs. And also with in the dog section, we have a surgical room that we developed where we do a low-cost spay and neuter clinics
okay.
on an annual basis. The next one will be in March.
Okay.
But I was able to get Bob Barker's Foundation and Lockhart Foundation out of Oklahoma City to provide us grants to fund the equipment we needed for that facility. So they've been very helpful. And then Bartlesville Community Foundation and Rachel Way Foundation have provide us grants to help pay for people who have difficulty in paying for the surgery that we can pay for. We have funds to pay for it.
Great.
Right.
So it doesn't cost them anything. Yeah.
If you can't even afford the low cost one, you can actually
yeah.
get that taken
yeah.
care of too.
So, and we always are applying for grants, and I'm the grant writer, so I get to, you know, write all the grants and go after this stuff, but. We've been very successful, and we don't euthanize any animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've got several animals that, due to health conditions and stuff, aren't adoptable, but they will live with us until they normal life, and they are loving care. And the other thing we got coming up in 9th of December is a holiday open house,
okay,
where we'll be from 2 to 4. You know, we'll have some nice goodies out there, and people can come out and see the animals, get a tour of the facility and everything, and see what we're doing. And we're looking, you know, they can bring donations of pet food, toys, beds, batteries, cleaning supplies, anything they want to bring out that we can use to help offset our cost.
Excellent.
But right now the facility is, you know, pretty well completed. The last thing we did is we have a 5-acre dog park out there, and to walk dogs, it takes a lot of volunteers to go out to the park, you know, mm-hmm. and you take a dog out there. So
right.
we came up with an idea where we have a gate at one of the outside kennels,
mm-hmm.
and then we built a fence around it on the west side of it. Facility, and that we can open the gate and let all the dogs go out and roam free.
Oh, nice.
And run around and play, and we got some stairs out there they can climb and stuff.
Good deal.
So they can get their exercise without having a lot of volunteers around.
Oh, that's nice.
And we are now starting to raise money because we want to do the same thing for the cats.
Okay.
We want to build something outside that the cats can go out and enjoy. The fresh air and the birds and everything.
Uh-huh. If the cats are enjoying the birds, that may not be good for the birds.
How many animals at any one time are in the facility?
We have a capability of doing 40 cats and 30 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We have approximately 33 cats and I think about 23 or 24 dogs.
All right.
Right now, currently. It changes
how
daily.
How do most of these animals get to you?
Most of them are brought in. Like, we just had cats put in a carrier and just dropped at our door.
Okay, so.
It is there they are. And then a lot of them we get, they were found, we had some kittens found in an abandoned house.
Okay.
We've also gone to Pawhuska, Dewey, Tulsa, and picked up their, some of their animals they were going to euthanize. Okay. And bought them out and get them. So we have rescue SPCA and facilities around Tulsa, Pawhuska, Sand Springs all know about us and mm-hmm. If they've got dogs. And then we also have had we have the ability to transfer dogs to like Colorado where they have can be adopted. Mm-hmm. We took some dogs to Atlanta. Two dogs to go through assist training people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we get them capability like that. But we get a lot of calls from people.
But it's nice that some of them can become service dogs.
Yeah. So we we get constant calls from all over and. A lot of our animals, some of them, we get them today and that afternoon, they go out.
Right.
That's best.
Yeah. So, and...
They're long, but, it is it's a great service. And
yeah.
I hear you're going to have a special guest at the event coming up. One of the adopted dogs is going to be the special, what are we calling her? Where's her name? Christofferson?
Yeah,
Christofferson.
Christofferson
is making a special
here.
Appearance,
yeah.
And this is a 2-pound dog that was rescued.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about that story.
The dog, it's Robin's dog, and she brings it in to our meetings every month, and mm-hmm. he runs around, and he was adopted, and she decided to keep him. Uh-huh. He's such a friendly dog. I mean, he's very,
very handsome. On the invitation, he's wonderful.
And we have the on page 13 in the Baldwinsville magazine, you see the data on the event, and his picture's there.
There you are. Yeah.
So
that's great. And so he's the honorary mascot this year.
Yeah, honorary. And we also have Stretch, who's a cat that's he was. We had a couple of cats that hung around. The neighbors had cats that would come over and sort of hang around and greet all people coming in. And unfortunately, medical conditions, we lost two of them and we got a third one. Mm-hmm. So we sort of keep Stretch in and watch him, make sure he doesn't get out. And mm-hmm. he loves dogs. Dogs don't bother him. No matter what size the dog is, he just walks around. And
that's marvelous.
So we have that. So,
that sounds like a great event coming up, a couple events coming up.
Yeah.
You don't want to forget about the open house. And once again, folks, those are Friday, November 30th, and for the putting on the leash. And then the holiday open house is Sunday, December 9th. And that'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. on that afternoon.
And you are invited.
That's yes. right. And you can get more information on that by giving them a call at 918-766-0991. Or you can also purchase tickets on Eventbrite, I believe. So that's.
I'll go out to off itself. We'll be glad to help you get through.
Help you get your tickets. Excellent.
Yeah.
Or maybe even show you a potential pet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great time of year to be.
I just love people coming out and playing with them and everything. And
you need volunteers still? I mean,
we still.
Always interested.
We always need volunteers. Right now, I'm tracking volunteer hours we've had, and through the end of October, we've had over 7,600 hours of volunteer hours.
Marvelous.
Wow. Wonderful.
So
thank you.
We get a great support from the city and all the. Different suppliers and companies like Dundas.
Uh-huh. Well,
we appreciate it.
Glad to be a part of it, George. It's a great program and something we're proud to help you with. And you've been involved with it for a long time, and it's a great deal. Something we're, like I said, that we're happy to support. Lots of other stuff going on. We mentioned a few things.
Yeah,
I know we had a a great event last night where we brought together some young football players.
Evan was telling me a little bit about that, but please tell me more.
Well, it was something that had one of our employees' sons, grandson, I believe, actually, plays on a team that made it to the Indian Nations Football League state playoffs.
Okay.
And then actually made it to the championship game. They played recently against Stillwater in Bixby. And they had a very close game. It went down to the last second. Mm-hmm. It was tied 6-6, and Stillwater did come out on top. But the kids played so well, and we'd been having so much fun at the coaches' show and stuff this year, and working with Coach Blankenship and the high school team. And anyway, we became aware of these guys, and you know, they were wonderful. And at third grade, they're so excited. We had a little event last night and had them out and had a celebration for them, really. And Evan came out and did some great interviews with them, and I think we have some of those now, don't we, Joe?
The entire event is posted online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Evan gave me about roughly 2.5-minute extract from that, so let's go ahead and take a listen and see how things were last night at your event.
Okay, I've got Carter Vaughn with me. Carter, what grade are you in?
Third.
And how old are you?
9.
And you played on the football team this year. What position were you?
Tight end.
Tight end. So explain to me what a tight end does.
I would go out for passes, but I didn't this year. I'm probably going to next year, but...
So you probably blocked a lot, right?
Yeah.
But that's still an important job, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you blocked on the outside of the offensive line. What was your favorite part about being a tight end?
Probably... I've always wanted to, like, help keep people safe, and it kind of helps, like, my quarterback and them not get hit so hard and get... Safe.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. You excited to keep playing football?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, sir.
You're welcome.
I've got Colt Jenkins with me. Are you in the third grade, Colt?
Yeah.
And what teacher do you have?
Miss Ayers.
Miss Ayers, okay. And then you played on the football team. What positions did you play?
Wide receiver and outside linebacker and inside.
And which positions did you like better?
Receiver.
And what do your coaches tell you when you're playing wide receiver? What's the number one thing they're always telling you to do?
Look over my shoulder and catch it in my hands like this.
So catch it away from your body, right? Catch any passes this year?
Yeah.
You find the end zone?
A lot.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. You're going to be excited to keep on playing as you get older?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks so much, Colt.
You're welcome.
Okay. I've got Colston Drayton with me. And Colston, how old are you?
8.
What grade?
3.
Who do you got? Who's your teacher?
Mr. Willis.
Mr. Willis. Do you like him?
Yeah.
What are you learning right now?
Math.
What kind of math are we talking?
Division and multiplication.
That division's the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. You played on the football team. What positions were you?
Linebacker and wide receiver.
Which one was your favorite?
Linebacker.
And why is that?
Because I gotta go and hit people.
You gotta go hit people, right? You gotta burn some energy off. Do you ever get to the quarterback?
Yeah.
And what do you like best about getting to the quarterback?
Sacking him and making my team happy.
You like making your coaches happy too, right?
Yeah.
And your mom and dad, say hi to them.
Hi, mom and dad.
What are their names?
My mom's name is Andrea, my dad's name is Justin.
All right, hi guys. Thanks so much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot to Evan. That was a lot of fun, and we had fun listening to it here.
That's classic. Made us all smile, and what a great, great season they had. And, you know, I know they worked a little bit with Coach Blankenship, the coaches of the team, and they're crafting some young Bruins there that'll be hearing about in the future. So congratulations to the coaches and players from all the teams, really.
Yeah.
And, you know,
my average age, I think, on the interviews was around 8 or 9, so roughly about 7 or 8 or 9 more years. Yeah. You'll be hearing those names on the radio.
I want to thank you guys and Evan for helping us out with that, because I think it really made an impression on them that they got to be interviewed by Evan, and that was a really great deal.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Well, I will pass that along. Evan may be listening, but if not, I'll be sure and pass along. The event last night, I think, was at Mazzio's, is that
right? That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. A little pizza party, and I'm sure lots of soda and stuff.
No doubt.
But anyway, we love those kinds of things. That's what, you know, sporting, being in Bartlesville is really all about, from stuff like ARF to the great youth programs we have, whether it's, you know, sports or, you know, the livestock shows and learning to take care of animals or
symphony concert this Saturday night. And, yeah,
you know, ballet, the Nutcrackers get right around the corner. Yeah. And the community is getting ready for that. There's all, you know, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Boys and Girls Club with their outstanding new facility. You know, we've got K-Life with they're constructing a new facility now near the high school that's going to be outstanding. And you know, again, all these organizations raising lots of money outside of Bartlesville, and like you guys are at ARF, bringing it into Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Bartlesville is such a generous place, and why all these organizations are here. And that we do like to feature that on the show.
So it is important to the service, the community that you serve, the wider community, not just Bartlesville, but the wider community, that people, you know, have their cars oil changed at Dungeness, or pick up tires, or get a brand new, you know, brand new Lincoln.
It's a great time for a Lincoln, too, because it is wish list event time of year. It's one of the best times of year to shop for Lincolns. Actually, for the whole luxury market, it's a big time of year. So they've got their year-end event that's kicked off already. Ford is in their year-end event phase, where we'll be counting down to the end of the year with great discounts and big incentives. We've got Toyota-thon that kicks off, I believe, on Friday. We're going to have great incentives on that. I think a little inside information, I do expect some incentive enhancements all through this week.
Okay.
So it's a great week to be looking around. The selection's still really great. One thing you do want, if you're looking and want to, you know, something special, you want to start looking for that soon, because of this is going to heat up. We typically towards the end of the year, and sometimes people want to do that, maybe a business or financial reasons, a farmer, rancher, or small company may want to buy something that's specific that they need. But sometimes at the end of the year, it's really hard to identify those specific products. So give us a little extra time.
I was going to say,
we'll go all over the country looking for what you need. I know that we can't stock every Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota that's you know, could possibly be built. That's just not possible, but we do definitely try to stock the exact stuff you need. But if it's not there, we'll go get it for you, and it's not going to cost you anything more. We've got our great pricing online. We've got used cars, great deals on used cars right now, with an outstanding inventory. You know, so it's a good time to buy.
It is a good time to buy. Good time also to think about getting a gift certificate for that family friend, that family member, and get a gift certificate for a great detail.
A great detail, or maybe a, you know, some kind of automotive service. Accessories are a great thing that people love on their vehicles. Everybody wants to customize it a little bit, whether it's some kind of electronic systems or you know, lights or lifts and all, you know, or just things to make the vehicle more comfortable. It's really a, you know, something that you can do. Or details make a great gift certificate too. So it is time. We've got all that available. We've got, like I mentioned, really big incentives on some of our vehicles that we're going to feature over the next few months.
Okay.
I've got right now on the F series, I've got rebates up to $6,000. Got interest rates on vehicles as low as 0% on select models, on both Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns. I've got just incredible deals throughout. And, you know, what we do at Dungeness is price the vehicle right online for you. We will put a trade value on your vehicle online. It's still got to inspect it and confirm everything. But we'll put an actual offer. If you go to our website, just in a few simple clicks and describing your vehicle, you can get a range offer for your vehicle then bring it in. We'll check it out. Most people that we work with today do take advantage of these things. What it does is it allows for the vehicle purchase to go so much quicker when you're in the dealership. And we know that's something that's really important to our customers, because their time is valuable, and we don't want to waste it, certainly. And sometimes, as in the past, it seemed like it took too long.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's just coordinating things, from the credit to finding the vehicle to getting the right situation, and then eventually getting all the paperwork prepared and organized. So in today's world, we can take care of a lot of that online before you even get in. And you come in, we do confirm everything on the vehicle. Maybe you haven't even driven it yet. We might do the test drive then and confirm everything, and then we've got everything ready to go, and we can wrap it up usually, you know, in an hour or so. So it's a lot more convenient that way, and the process starts online for most people these days. We've got great tools on there to communicate with us, whether you want to send us your information, call, chat. It's all available, and we'd love to hear from all of you. And our team's out there ready every day. If you're just looking for a simple oil change, that's one of the best values we have. We feature a $9.95 oil change for most vehicles that goes up to 5 quarts of oil. If you need a few extra quarts, some vehicles will take a bit more.
Sure.
That's just a small charge extra. There's taxes and fees on that, but most people will get out of there for around $15, which is probably less than half of anywhere else in town on their regular price. So it's a great deal, and we do it every day, and you don't have to have bought your vehicle at Dungis. It doesn't have to be any specific make or model either. We do it for any vehicle that takes that type of oil, which is a semi-synthetic OEM-grade oil. We have both the Toyota and Ford blends, and but we do also have synthetic oils, diesel oil changes, all the everything that you could possibly want, Mobil 1, stuff like that. Those are additional charges, but again, a great value at Dungis.
And then all the other like BG products that are there for service, transmission flush, coolant flush, something like that, that extends the life of that transmission or that system. And BG typically, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but often will add a backup warranty or something.
There's a warranty often that comes with that service. And, you know, that's a wear and time-based situation. If you've maintained your vehicle well over the years, you know, there just becomes a point where it needs this kind of flushing and cleaning things out. With the temperature extremes that we have in Oklahoma, and dust and lots of things that get into the cars. I mean, if you see it in your door jamb, it's probably getting in the engine too.
Yeah.
And so these things just find their way in, and it's good to clean things out, keep things going. The fuel system, essentially all of your fluid systems can be flushed and maintained that way.
And so it's a service that you offer to your customers, and frequently I know the advisors will recommend based on mileage or some other indicator that it really is a good idea if you if you do this or that.
You know, there'll be some performance indicators on your vehicle, perhaps. Maybe you lost a few miles per gallon on your fuel economy. There might be a few other things where you might sense just a little not quite the power the vehicle had before. That kind of stuff. Or maybe we're testing the fluid, which we do every time you come in for your oil change. We're going to measure all your fluids, top them all off, do a complete inspection of the vehicle. So when we're looking at the fluid, we're obviously going to change your oil, but the brake fluid we'll inspect, and we can look and see if the brake fluid looks proper for it, and if it's wearing, it'll need to be changed. And sometimes that should involve a flush if it's gotten some of this external natural material in there.
So you're there to help us help maintain that vehicle for
us. Right. That's the whole point of the $9.95 oil change, the best price guarantee on our tires and brakes, the Tires for Life program, is helping people maintain their vehicle after they purchase the vehicle. That's I think one of the key things at Dungis we recognize is that it's that relationship going on after your purchase that's the most important thing.
Well, you mentioned, of course, some of the incentive enhancements that are coming out. So people need to, just to ask the sales crew, what else is available and how can you help me out?
Well, there are a lot of hidden incentives, too. Some employers have relationships with Ford that can get you a discount. There are affinity groups that also have things, American Quarter Horse. Maybe you're a veteran or a first responder, first-time vehicle purchasers, college graduates, just about any subset of people at some point gets a discount.
Well, let's get a quick just a comment again on ARF. The event coming up on the
November 30th, 6 to 9 at Hopestone downtown Bartlesville.
And how do we get tickets?
You can go online at ARF. ARFOK.org, or you can go out to the facility, and there's also an online method of doing it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and letting us know about it. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, George.
Yeah, we appreciate, on behalf of OFF, we want to thank Dungeness again for the continued support of OFF and also the radio station for helping us.
Happy to do that. That's a community, or that's a Car Talk this morning on AM 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, NOAA.